Real 5. Yes, what was this demonstration?
1st November, All Saints. The Poles suddenly decided to cause some kind of demonstration, create a demonstration. They went with the Polish flag, they sing Polish songs. And Germans started chasing them and starting young people to send away to Germany. That was the reason why they started searching all houses at the same time. So, when the Germans left, we could go out. When my wife came back, came upstairs, I felt her head missed the landlord came downstairs, they repaired the lock, was not very much damaged, and opened the door. So it locks him down again. And that was first trial. After this, I decided that this was not a good shelter. I told Mr. Jaworski to go with to build a shelter underground. I said, I'll pay you for the time, do it. He was not a very much demanding man. He was very moderate, I must say. I liked him. But I know he was not reliable, just the same. He would change his mind suddenly, so this way, that way. He was under the influence of his wife. So he helped us. He wanted us to stay in the house. In paying my money every month. My wife went with Mr. Jaworski to find another flat because, one day, when we started building a flat, the flat underground, bricks were war material, we couldn't get bricks. I loved money, nothing. So my landlord was a builder himself, the Poles are very efficient people, they know a lot of things they can do. And the houses there stand on wooden, on the bricks, built bricks, big that I say a yard, half a yard high, and all the whole house stands on these bricks. What he did is, he took out the bricks and instead he put in wooden poles. So a house was founded from wooden poles. And the peasant pole had to dig with a knife on our stomachs, digging. They couldn't say a word because put here on the floor upstairs. That's why I start digging, lying on our stomach digging. And one day he said, in the evening he said, you got to saw the, he threw the, some, the, this earth out and outside. And stupid man, say, people ask where is the earth from? How can you do this? Said, yes, you are right. So what do you do with this, with the earth? Between the wooden poles, because we are short like this, about higher than our heads. This pole, we put sheet metal, rusted sheet metal, on this, between this sheet metal in the floor, there was about 3 poles per yard, by yard. This, all the earth we put there. So, we were in a way also insulated from the top, so nobody could hear us talking. This lasted nearly a year. And the landlord helped us. And he prepared also banks for my mother-in-law, for my sister-in-law and my husband, and for myself. Three banks. But the cinnamon closer to Sri told, they were coming to the house and befriended Mr. Jaworski. Prisoners of war, POWs, Russians. They were working, they were lorry repair, car repair, car repair garages there. And they wanted to confiscate our house. There we go. So I sent Mr. Jaworski with money. And I asked him to go to the burgomaster of the town who was a Ukrainian. He told him, I took the house. The house was broken. Everything was broken. I repaired it. I don't want to. I didn't take away the house from him. Eventually, he agreed to give away one room on a separate, under a separate roof, a separate entrance. So this you have to agree. Give away this room, okay. Because to go, they couldn't move now. Mr. Jacob tried to hire another villa. But she found the Gestapo was there. So there was no question. So he bribed that Ukrainian and he agreed to give this room. It was, it was one room or two rooms, I don't remember. But was attached, lean-to, to the house as a separate roof. And there came a German, a civilian, who was the manager of this repair work, car repair work, so on. He told everyone, the doctor and my wife also, broken Polish, he knew a Polish, and that he was once a manager of such a concentration camp, and had 3,000 Jews under himself, and they all perished. Can you imagine the man? He had a wife, he had a lover, and occasionally he was sleeping with the wife on one side, the lover on the other side. It was agreed between my wife and the long lady, Miss Jaworska, not to leave one woman alone in the house, because he could do all sorts of things. And so he never had the opportunity to attach himself to my wife or to the landlord. Not her, he didn't like her, he preferred my wife. But he didn't know, he said, there was something suspicious about my wife, he doesn't know what. She must be a bandit, he said, she belonged to the Polish bandits. He called the uprising Poles who didn't agree with the Germans as bandits. But and some of us had to be double careful with what she was carrying. She looked like to look into her bag when she came from town. The rest you could see she bought from Mr. Jaworski. Mrs. Jaworski. She went to town and brought it. But she carried it upstairs. They didn't know about our existence. And they confiscated the keys, that one room, the day when we finished the digging and everything, and it was already everything was ready, but we didn't go upstairs, we're still upstairs. Listening all the time what was going on. One evening he came drunk, Saturday night he came drunk. He wanted to go upstairs. When we were prepared to go into the children again, my wife with my daughter to stay upstairs. I can imagine what was in there. And then another German was came later. He came from Yugoslavia. From Yugoslavia, another German came, living with him. Also Volksdeutsch. He was a Volksdeutsch. Volksdeutsch means origin of German. He tried to persuade that German, I forgot his name, in books you found.
Yes, was it Lau?
Huh?
Lau? Lau?
No, wait a minute. A-U.
Lau.
Mr. Lau.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lau one day, Sunday, drank too much and told Mr. Jaworski he wants to go upstairs.
That's where you all were?
Yes. He wanted to go and visit my wife, you know. And the German was another German from Yugoslavia. And then later was another young man also, he declared himself as first place, we're also living there. He not to go upstairs, of course, he didn't want to go upstairs. And Jaworski knew what happened to us. And I had him, we were prepared any minute to go into the shelter. My wife would not, but she would be in trouble. And eventually, after half an hour, I don't know how long it lasted, he gave way and didn't come upstairs. And my heart was going like this.
Yes, were you afraid that he would sort of rape your wife?
Yes,
your state of mind must have been very bad, was
awful.
It?
Awful. Normally, circumstances would have squeezed this life out of him. I was stoic when I was young. I would have fought him at least. He had a gun. One day he told my wife, come with me to town because I buy things very cheap. You know what he did? He went to a restaurant. The prices were horrendous there to pay there. He put down his gun. I went to lunch, ate lunch. I might have asked him, he paid 2 zloty for the lunch, which cost 35, 40 lunch. They were afraid of him. He asked my wife, maybe she would go with him. He'll buy everything she wants. If she goes with him, she'll buy cheap. She said, no, for nothing in the world. She knew if she did it, we'd never be able to come out alive from this town. She wouldn't do it in any case. So no, under no circumstances.
When did you go into this shelter that you were describing, that you built under the house?
I have it in the book. Don't remember.
But was there any one event that made you go down there?
I tell you why. He insisted on going upstairs. He told his landlord he wants to live upstairs. He was afraid of the Polish bandits. He called those people who were fighting for Poland bandits. And he was fighting. The landlord said to make for you the wooden covers for the windows. Nobody can come in. The other side shutters. No, he said, I want to go upstairs. So was agreed, we'll go into the shelter. But a few days before going down, without telling us, Mr. Jaworski let in 2 Russians, POWs, into the shelter. He befriended them, used to come there. He let them in there. Because the Germans were already talking about moving away from this place. Then they were losing, they were moving away. And he was very much afraid he called the Polish bandit, Polish bandits, he said. So my mother-in-law protested, she could go down. My brother-in-law, my sister protested. They said, you go out, you go into the woods. I said, if they find you, they beat you so long as possible and find out where you came from. And then we become here. You go down, I said. And it took a day to persuade them to come down. We all went down and took down all the papers, not to leave any scrap of anything which could create suspicion. And my man went to live in his room, and he went upstairs into two Germans. And he met the two Russians. And now I had to buy food for the German Russians as well. But the landlord fed them as long as they were downstairs and we were upstairs. Later, when they were downstairs, I had to pay for also their food as well, which my poor wife had to buy and carry and bring it.
How long were you there altogether, down below?
How many years or two? Downstairs we were about 3 or 4 weeks, not maybe 5 weeks. And the landlord, Mr. Jaworski, he was stealing electricity, the electricity liaison poles. So from the poles he stealing electricity for himself. So he put through the pipes, through the windpipe, prepared a windpipe for us to breathe. He put also in an electric wire. So that free electricity for free. And when the Russians were downstairs, there was no room for me to sleep. I had to sleep on this board where it was our table. It was not fixed. It was just put on a board, a long piece of board on something. So during the night I fell down into the sun several times. It was too narrow, it was so narrow that I couldn't turn around to see it. Was awful. And the water which we found was not to drink, was not good to drink. So we had to get water from outside.
How about toilet facilities down there?
Nothing. You don't have under the cover and shut it up from them and dig it into the earth.
So did conditions become
very difficult? The air to breathe, there was from a pipe coming down. And the electricity was, we had an electric fire to cook, but breathing was not very good. It was a pipe which brought air to us. We even had a pump we bought and dug for air, for water, but the water was not drinkable.
So how was it concealed? I was wondering, you know.
There was a curtain. Behind the curtain, we go down the curtain, it's certainly a problem.
Yes. Now I was wondering about your bunker in itself. If it could be seen from in the house.
No. The entrance was actually it was a small cellar under the house. From this cellar, which he closed, he built wall with the bricks which he got out from under the house. And this was our hiding room. Then he built an anteroom, a small room also from bricks. I have pictures of it if you want to. But not of the room where we're hidden, because his daughter doesn't know. He married late after. When his wife died, he married a second time, and he had eventually a 19-year-old daughter. And then he died. He was my age, few weeks between us.
How did you spend your time below there? You know, if you couldn't move or...
I had a machine, an old type of machine, to cut hair. And my governor couldn't do it, couldn't use it. And the Russian youth. And prepared it. First time after 1 or 2 years, I had a haircut. The Russian knew how to do this machine. The Russians are very clever in this respect. Mm. They're good in the house, they can do many things. Mm. And he cut me and looked more humane. A human being.
How did you get on with the Russians? You know, were your relations good with them?
We talked to them. I don't know. My wife was very friendly with the Russians. One Russian even gave her especially made a box, a wooden box, as a gift for her. And the Russian there downstairs, soon with us. And Stilia Yukovsky came, my landlord, came downstairs one day and said, after and give a signal, there was a special way of signaling, that he wants the two soldiers, Russian soldiers, to go to town and earn money, bring in the money, he needs money, more money. What? I said, over my dead body. And I killed them and killed myself. I will not let anybody out of this house. From this cellar. Eventually he realized the nonsense what he was saying. He gave up the idea. And his wife was dyeing their uniforms. They were special old German uniforms. Old Russian uniforms, I don't know what it was. And to make them into having that blue color so they could go out of the town. I said, how can they go out of the town? They're not worth of Polish. They have no documents. How can they go out of the town? You'll be arrested immediately. I had to persuade him. He was silly. Eventually he realized that I am talking to the point and told his wife, and eventually she gave up the idea.
Were you getting news of the war? You know how the war was going?
In a newspaper. There was under the door about half an inch or less, half an inch space. Less. She pushed in. This was not direct to the cellar where we were hidden. But not the entrance was a different room. There she pushed in and I collected the letters. And this we were sitting there and I was reading the paper and I was studying the map. I had maps with me, studying how, where the Germans were. And I told the Russians the Germans will come, the Germans will run away soon because the Russians are very close to us. I said, from the papers judging, was that the factory, the car repair works came from Lublin, a town 100 kilometers, which means the Russians were already close somewhere that place. 100 kilometers is not a long distance to cross. So I said, they'll soon come here, your brethren. Why do they come here? They said, the Russians, to save you? I said, they don't come, they don't know me, they exist. I don't exist for them. They come here because I want to drive away the Germans. I had to tell them their silly heads. So I had to tell us something to talk about. There was a lot of air between us and the floor, so nobody could hear us. And it lasted about 4 or 5 weeks, I don't know how long. One day, my wife pushed in a piece of paper. The Germans are leaving today, 1 o'clock. She heard from them. Can you imagine what a feeling I had. My heart was jumping. Eventually, I went into the other room to listen there. Somehow the Germans were standing there and talking in German, and I understood. they said they must leave today on the ground. Because when I failed the Polish bandit and they may shoot us before we leave. And they left on the ground. And we still didn't go out of the cellar for 2 or 3 days. I was afraid we may come back. It's a war. And after 3 days, the 2 Russians went out. And after 4 days, we went out. We were living upstairs. Again, we were afraid the Germans may still come back because we lived 4 kilometers from the Vistula. The house was 4 kilometers from the Vistula. And I know that crossing the Vistula will be a fight there between the Poles and the Russians. And when I heard the Russians were so close, not far from us, we heard the planes which had the shooting, and I could calculate from the moment I heard the noise and the bomb, boom, I knew how far they were away. Because I knew the sun goes at such a speed. I was young, I memorized all the things. I was no more or less when I had a bomb, and I had the boom, the second boom, when the bomb fell, I knew where how far the Russians were. I knew they were 4 or 5 kilometers from us. And then we decided to move out from the place. Because the Russians told us there will be a battle and the whole village may be destroyed, the whole place. And the Germans may come back, you never know. So my brother and I, Leon and I, went to a place about 50 kilometers from us. Some place. And we hired a cart, a peasant's car, and put all the some indispensable things, and we sat on the cart and took us away there. We were there living 2 weeks. Mice were flying over me, running. The house was empty. For the shop once, a Jewish shop, and it was no longer there, nobody was there, no mice were there, and I felt mice running over my body.
Were you with your wife and daughter then?
My daughter, my name, and also, I forgot to tell you, see, because I speak this way, when we were free, a few days when we were free, I went to the marketplace. I wanted to buy something to eat. There was a milliner living, a miller. I wanted to buy him some flour or something. He didn't have the flour, but I bought something else. And then we see there on the square sitting my friend who was with whom we were in this house, broken house, with his wife and 2 daughters, sitting in this on the back. And the helpers, his name was Mr. Pizet. I said, what are you doing here? What I'm doing, I was living on the other side, on this side of the Vistula, our side, but hidden somewhere with his family. And also for the same reason, I was afraid the Germans would come back and came to this place. I took one parcel, he couldn't carry. My brother took another parcel and brought us to our house. Brought them to our house. And there was only one little room empty, which had 2 beds, nothing else could go into that room. So to get in that room, they had to go one after another, go over the beds into their bed. There was no more room. And they didn't have food. I had to feed them as well. Eventually, He was a very clever man, and he managed to bring some of the town to that side, not to Warsaw. Warsaw was not yet taken. We were in Praga. This was part before Warsaw. There is on the left hand side a town, normal town, Praga. Half of Warsaw is on this side, Praga. The Warsaw was on the other side. I lived in Warsaw. So he was hidden in Praga with his family. He didn't have any money, he said, but he used to get money, he told me this, from that Mr. Schinwelski, that German, to whom he sent his daughter. He knew him before the war, because he was dealing in buying wood, timber. And that man knew him very well. So he was giving him some time from time to make a bit of money, Mr. Schinwelski. He spoke Polish, but he wouldn't admit to me that he knew any Polish, you see. So Mr. Schinwelski helped him, although he got more money, a little bit of money, from the American AGDC, this American Joint Distribution.